All right, welcome back to another episode of Girls with Fun.
Hello, hello. How are you doing?
Oh boy. Let's skip that. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm good. I just feel like summer. I love it, but it's such a crazy time.
It really
is. This weekend in particular was like super busy. I mean, I know for me, but I think it's safe to say for both of us. And yeah, I mean, it's busy with good stuff. Like, I went to, like, an Army 10-year party on Saturday. So I really can't complain, but it's just like, yeah, I'm never at home in the summer.
Yeah, I think it's trying to balance all of the fun things you want to do during the summer plus, like, your regular duties that you know need to get done. And then you're like, wow, it's Sunday, 9 p.m. Hold on.
Precisely.
I haven't accomplished anything that I need to get done for Monday. Like, what am I gonna do?
So, I know. I literally was running around getting groceries immediately before this, and like, we may hear my dryer go off. Hopefully not, but like, exactly putting all the things you need for the week till the last minute.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which topic do we want to start with?
I guess. Yeah, I don't really feel like going chronologically. I guess, did you watch both of the concerts this weekend?
I only watched day two. You know, I was like, huh. You know, day one is always like, eh. This is my thought process. This is me being jarred from day one so far, right? So I'm like, no, I just won't buy day one. I'll only buy day two because it's always a better day. They're like, you know, more, I don't know, prepared, energetic, whatever, because the last day, I'll watch day two. I should have watched day one. But we're here. Did you watch day one?
Yeah, I watched both. I think they were both really good. I should like know better at this point, but I'm so tired of being toyed with. Like, I can kind of read Korean, but like when that like announcement of the final in August came up, I had no idea what that was. Being real, I was like, saw it after the fact, right? So I was like feeling all emo, like sad, watching Yugi walk off stage, and literally like Hybe loves to like play with us because like as he's walking off stage, the announcements officially about like the dates also come through, at least on my phone, right? And I was like, I've been sitting here feeling emo for 3 hours for absolutely no reason. Like, just wild. One thing I do want to know from day one, I don't know if you saw this clip, but it kind of got overshadowed, I think, by, like, Yoongi kicking his feet and, like, rolling on the ground that, like, quickly became a meme, right? When thinking his band at the end. But during the part where he picks an ARMY's phone, he, like, picked a girl's phone and then like I don't know if he gave it to the security guard, but he like started laughing and like gave it away and chose someone else's phone. Did that person get caught like live streaming by Yoongi? Like what happened there? He just like laughs and like chucks the phone away. I would just like simply unalive if Yoongi, like, not that you shouldn't stream, but like I won't weigh in on that, but getting caught streaming,
yeah, I don't
in
know.
The front
I saw
row,
some chatter
like,
about
if
it
that's
on
what it was
the internet. I don't know if there was any kind of like conclusion about what happened, but honestly, if I was streaming, I simply wouldn't hand my phone to you. Why would I do that?
Right? Like,
I mean, I guess the show is almost over, but I wouldn't want to get kicked out or like get my phone confiscated. Like,
or was it like the person's very thirsty group chat, like, did a notification pop up and you saw, like, some comment? Like, I have no idea what could have happened, but
I don't know. Some people were saying they were recording or that their phone had something, like, on the back of it. And they took the part that was hanging off the back of it and, like, gave it back to the person. There was, like, another shot. I really don't know what happened. But, yeah.
It's just me being nubby, as we say in Pittsburgh, or nosy. Like, I just want to know what's going on or, like, what happened there, right? But I might have to live in mystery.
Well, what else happened in day one that was different from day two?
Psy came out. They did that live, so that was fun. Yeah, seeing Yoongi do that choreo was cute.
Yeah, so I'm sitting there and I'm like, huh, well, if Psy came out on day one, I wonder what's going to happen on day two.
Right? Right? I know. Our one friend was texting me.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
She was like, ha, like, are you still hoping for Tony Montana? Like, after they showed Maknae line, like, in the audience. And I'm like, yeah, in fact, I am. Like, Jimin, go get changed. Get down there. Like, I'm still waiting. Like, I don't know. Yeah, having that made me think that we would get some special stage or performance. And, like, okay, this is me being extremely delusional. Like, the fact that, like, all of them were there except for the ones who are in the military, and then, like, Namjoon wasn't there, I was like, respect? Strange? Like, is Namjoon gonna come out? And, like, God knows where Namjoon is. But that's a different topic of conversation. But yeah, I was, like, hoping, praying, sweating for something, and it didn't occur.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish I had bought day one just so I could have seen that performance or whatever, but it's all right. But yeah, once I saw, like, clips of people showing, like, oh, the Maknae line's here, or, like, it was obvious to me that Jimin was sticking to his guns, like he said before, he's not doing this damn song. I was not expecting him to do Tony Montana. But I kind of have a feeling that there's a stronger chance that it may happen during these new shows.
Yeah. Clown masks on in August, maybe.
I mean, there was all this talk, right? I don't know if we fully said what's going on, right? Okay, so at the end of the show for day two, it was announced. If you haven't seen the announcement yet, it was announced that the D-Day in Seoul tour is going to be extended in August. There's going to be three additional dates. I believe it's the 4th, 5th, and 6th of August at, like, the largest indoor arena in Korea, right? And so, yeah, my thought process is that we have a stronger chance of getting things like Tony Montana, seeing all the members there together. He kept making all of these comments about how, like, next time you'll see me on stage, like, it should be seven of us. And so I'm like,
right?
And there was a lot of talk about how, like, I think, I do not know how the military stuff works. So if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong, right? But that at some point, Hobi's supposed to get his, like, first few days of, like, leave or whatever, or during that time in August. So he may be able to, like, come to the show. I'm assuming, obviously, like, him and Jin wouldn't be able to actually participate in the show, but they could actually just be in the crowd. And then the other members could be there as well. Then it would be seven. But yeah, I think we could get Tony Montana then. We could see some other stuff. Maybe we do get, like, a Respect or a Strange or something like that with Namjoon. So we'll see.
I was, like, reflecting a bit after, because I was so happy to see Maknae line there. And I was remembering our concert that we went to, which feels like 10,000 years ago, but was really only the end of April. Like, how Jimin was also there and Yoongi was like, focus on me. And, like, of course I'm going to focus on him. Like, I've now watched this concert 4 times. I have paid in 4 different ways to see this, right? Like, I think he's killing it, but there is something magical about seeing them all together. And it's not to, like, steal his thunder, but I think it just, like, makes me feel happy, or that it's, like, more, like, they would choose to perform together even when they don't have to. You know what I mean? Like, I was just trying to think about, like, why am I so set on on this happening. But of course I think he's fantastic on his own, but I don't know, there's something magical there.
I think if we all collectively stop caring about Tony Montana, somehow, like, it would be, like, some reverse in, like, the universe or something, and then they'll do it. I don't know. Like, if we all just give up on it, then it'll happen.
Yumi is teaching us, like, non-attachment or, like, mindfulness, right? Like, let the outcome go. Just relax. Give up.
I'm like, now that he's added these extra dates, I was at, like, you know, maybe, like, a 15% confidence Rhett Jimin was going to do Tony Montana at any point in time. Now it might be a good 50.
I am surprised on, like, the day we thought was the last day, which obviously was not, like, maybe that was the surprise. But, like, even if not the members of BTS, part of me was like, maybe IU will show up for People Part 2. Like,
oh, my God. I literally was sitting there listening to it, and I'm like, is she there? Like, she just hasn't come up off stage yet? Like, I was waiting on her to come out.
I thought
like,
so
the audio kind of sounded like maybe she was in the back singing, and she was going to come out. Like, I was like, maybe after his first verse, she'll come out. Nope. I was like, all right. Okay, is somebody going to come out? I was like, okay, maybe Max will come to Korea or something. Nope. Nothing.
This is so validating to hear, because I thought the same. Her audio just, like, for some reason sounded different. Also, which track was it where his mic just, like, completely dropped out for a hot minute today? It was, like, during the, like, hype track section.
I didn't notice. I was also, you know, half asleep, so I didn't pick up on everything.
No, it was during the, like, hype medley where it's like, I should know the set list in order after watching it 4 times, but I don't. But
no, I know, like, what you mean.
Dang. It was in that section. His mic just, like, completely dropped out. But it was fine. Cypher. It was just for, like, it might have been the cypher, honestly. But it was fine for the next track, so whoever the sound person was, like, sweating profusely. Panic mode. But, yeah.
I think that medley's, like, my favorite part of the show. I think.
I agree. I mean, I was, like, fangirling over Dang this morning. Like, I know it's there, and yet every time I'm like, again?
I also noticed a lot that I feel like we could, at least in my position where I wasn't on the floor, that I didn't notice. I didn't notice that he got carried out for Haegum. Like, he just kind of came out of nowhere in the smoke for me. Like, I couldn't really see anything, right? It was just smoke, and then he was just there, right? But I didn't realize that he also got carried out from the beginning and then also gets carried out later on in the rest of the show, like, you know, back off stage. I didn't notice that.
There is a lot that I was thinking about this too. Like, any seat is a good seat, but I do think it's so rare that I praise HYBE, but I do think HYBE has figured out how to make, like, online stream special, right? Like, you get something from the online stream that you cannot get from an in-person experience. I'm not saying that I think the online stream is better. That's not the case at all, but, like, you'll never see him, like, I don't know, like smooching the mic from far away, or, like, little mannerisms, you know what I mean? There's just, like, details there. But, yeah, watching the VCRs, I was noticing so much more detail, like, on the live streams. I couldn't even see the VCRs from the angle I was at before. I mean, I could partially, but
I, like, turned my head for 1 second during that mic smooching thing. I'm like, come on! And I haven't seen a clip yet, so I need to see the clip.
I saw a clip from day one, so I'll send it to you for posterity, of course.
So he does it multiple times. Like, this is not the first time he's done this thing?
I think it was yesterday and today. And today's smooch, I think, was bigger.
Mm.
Get a big ol' smooch.
Okay. Yeah, the VCRs, I was really excited to watch those again because I was, like, in and out of it at the actual show. And so I wanted to fully take them in this time. But then also, I just didn't understand what was happening. Like, I was like, I'm following. And then there was a certain point where I was like, I'm not following. Like, I don't don't know. I don't know what to make of, like, this story. And I'm like, honestly, at 4 a.m., I can't start, like, theorizing about what this is all supposed to mean. And so, like, the Hwa Young-hwa, Yoon-ki, like, lighter start. I'm like, all right. Like, we're, like, blending realities here. I'm like, I can't. It's 4 a.m.
It was like, so I don't honestly, back to complaining about Hybe, like, I could not get the Weverse app on my TV to, like, work at all. I think because the concert link is, like, maybe hosted separately, right? It's different. I guess I could have, like, plugged in my laptop to the HDMI and, like, unplugged all my other stuff, but, like, I am not trying to mess around with my TV settings at 4 a.m, right? So yesterday and today, like, I watched both on my phone. So I think for the replays, like, I'm going to try to get it set up on the big screen because I want to just, like, see every detail. Someone was like, this is the most clear stream I've ever seen. I'm like, well, I wouldn't know because I'm watching it on a 7-inch screen. Like,
I screen shared. If you have, like, AirPlay.
It wasn't working for me. It was, like, the audio was connecting, but then the screen was, like, grayed out. So I don't care to hear the concert on 4K on my subwoofer. Like, I want to see him. I mean, I would like to hear both, but.
That's interesting.
I mean, also, it was 4 a.m., so, like.
Well, maybe I was just, like, not. TV matters. I had an LG, and it worked. But I've also used it on, like, my TCL or whatever, and it didn't have a problem there, too, so.
I don't know. It could be, like, I was using my Roku and not the TV itself, but I don't know. I'll figure it out for the replays.
No, it definitely should be watched on a TV, if you can. I'm sure it's better than looking at it on your small phone. I would have gone to sleep. I don't know how you did that.
Well, that was the thing. Like, I was so hyped during the songs when you were talking about the medley. This is what I was thinking about. Like, I was beyond hyped during the songs. But during some of those VCRs, like, I was happy to see them, but it was also, like, calmer and quieter, and my, like, eyelids are drooping, and I'm like, must stay awake. Like, the things I do for this man. Like, I went to visit my friends last night, and I was, like, hanging out in their backyard, you know, just, like, on their patio, summer hang. And I was like, okay, like, I should probably get home. Like, I have a concert at 4 a.m. And my friend's, like, fiancé was like, what? At 4 a.m.? And I was like, yeah. I know that, like, some people here in Pittsburgh, I did not snag an invite, but some people were, like, doing group watches. But, like, to be honest with you, I don't even want people at my house at 4 a.m. Like, I'm not trying to stay up all night and drink and then be awake at 4. Like, anyway, yeah. I'm spiritually getting too old for that. Like, I slept, I woke up, I watched Yoongi, I went back to sleep.
Yeah, I was trying to hang with my sisters and it just was not. I think I slept for like 2 hours before the actual concert. Luckily, I did manage to go back to sleep after the show. But I'm still tired. Like, the concert looks seriously, like, messes your whole day up.
I was gonna say, I've had a headache, like, all day. And I was, like, out and about with friends today as well. And I was like, I think I'm, like, having caffeine withdrawal. Like, let me get a coffee. Like, oh, maybe I need a sandwich. Like, I'm like, oh, maybe I'm dehydrated. Like, we've been walking around in the sun. I'm like, I genuinely think I just, like, effed up my sleep schedule. And now I'm experiencing the consequences of my own choices.
100%. I think about all the time, like, how easy it was that we could just stay up in college, pull all-nighters, get, like, 3 hours of sleep, and then go to the next class. Like, it didn't matter. Go to work and school. Like, it didn't matter. And now I'm, like, approaching 30, and my body's like,
Sorry, the system has not been updated and is not included.
Yeah, exactly. It's all down here from your kids. It doesn't get better.
I was, like, dancing or something the other day, just, like, in my house. Like, the introvert dance parties, you know, and my kneecaps, like, genuinely sound like bubble wrap. And, like, I don't know what to do. Like, not dance. Like, no, I'm just going to be crackly, so.
Yo. Anyway, I mean, at least I can enough still about dance. Us being stressed out and tired. God, what else about the show? I did kind of feel the same way that you did after they announced the new shows. I was kind of like, so why did I stay up so late? Like, I would just watch it in August. I'm assuming they're going to do, like, stream at least one of those, right? If not all three.
It said they were streaming, but I don't know, okay. Like, to what extent. Yeah.
Right. I mean, I guess just giving us a reason to just watch, right? But I'm like, yeah, I could have waited till August.
Well, I was thinking about, like, and maybe they would travel regardless. Like, I cannot speak to other people's motivations. But I was, like, thinking about the army they were showing from, like, Argentina, Mexico. Like, that is, like, minimum 30-hour flight time, right? Like, they were talking about that with Jen. Like, if you're someone who was, like, I want to go to, like, Yoongi's last show, like, before he leaves us, and then, like, you go, and then he's like, surprise! Like, are you upset about that? Are you like, well, I got to see Yoongi, so it's fine, but, like, are you gonna make the trip back? Like, what's your plan? So.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's cool. There's more opportunities for others to see him, if you're able to make it to Korea. That's cool. And I guess it's good just to be able to have it online, right? Being able to see it in the theaters or online, like, whatever opportunity it is. Because obviously everybody can't be there in person, so it's cool. But yeah, I was kind of like, dang, like, oh, Seth, this is gonna be the last one. I'm like, oh, is he gonna, like, enlist after this? No. And then he's like, psych! So my new thought now is, those JK leaks were somewhat true, and in a few days we'll be getting news about his album coming out soon. He'll have his promotions in July, and that'll leave time for you to pick it back up again in August. That's my thought.
That's smart, because I was like, August was kind of like, I mean, he can, again, like, whatever, but I was like, that's kind of far off, but I bet you're right, we're gonna get promotions in between. Well, and June says he's been working on something, so who knows?
Yeah, I'm wondering when that'll happen. If that'll be, like, a late August project or, like, a birthday project kind of thing in September.
I don't know. My Bangtan crystal ball is, like, muddy these days, if it ever is not. Like, I have no idea in chapter two what's going on.
I think our prediction rate is, like, really low these days, so everything I said, just ignore it, right?
When I was last week, like, doing the Q&A, someone was like, I love your predictions, and, like, I'm glad people love our predictions, but I was also like,
like, because they're just not good.
They're like, yeah, our rate is really low, but, you know, what is the saying? Like, even I'm going to get this saying wrong. It's about, like, even an unwound clock is right two times a day or something like that. You know what exactly. I'm talking about? Like,
yes.
We talk about them so much that, like, sometimes we're right, but, like, 99% of the stuff we say is wrong. Like,
yeah. We have, no intel. We have no industry connects. Like, we don't know what we're talking about. Like, don't listen to us. We're just freestyling.
Completely undermining our own podcast. Like, yeah.
Oh, God. But yeah, we are getting the book as well in July.
Yes, I'm so excited for that. I think I was talking about it before, but, like, I smashed pre-order when they were speculating if it was T-Swift or BTS. I'm like, well, I could cancel later, you know? But I'm excited. It looks like it's going to be really good. They released that trailer this week that had me so hyped.
Yeah. Anything else about the concert?
No.
There's a lot of growling. Like, did he growl this much in Newark?
Did you see the memes that El Capitan was posting?
Mm-mm.
Yugi was shouting the number 18 in Korean, or an approximation of number 18. And it was like they're screaming like goose. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
He was just like Yugi shouting like the F-bomb equivalent. Whatever, I'll send you it later, but El Capitan is basically memeing Yugi within like 1 hour of the concert.
I know, I was like, oh my god, this is gonna be the last time we're gonna get that, you know, that moonlight, that curse word. Like, oh, it's the last time I'm gonna hear it. No, it's not. Every time I think about it now, the whole concert, I was like, oh, this is the last time XYZ is gonna happen. No, it's not.
It was funny because there was a point when he was, like, pointing upward and the camera, like, was lower, cutting off his fingers. Like, they didn't want to show him, like, flipping off the crowd. But he was just, like, pointing and then it slowly, like, scrolled up or, like, tilted up. But then, like, he did it twice more and they didn't catch it. So I don't know if the camera people are trying to be like, oops, we didn't know that this would happen.
Exactly.
Or, like, I didn't mean to, Mr., like, censorship and whatever board.
That crowd was also really hype.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm so glad you mentioned that. Oh, chef's kiss.
That was a really good crowd. I don't know if that's just because they thought it was the last day or they just were like that as well, day one. Like, I don't know, but it was a really good crowd.
The crowd was so loud on day one as well. Maybe, like, hometown or, like, I don't know. They were, like, I swear, like, shaking the place. It was crazy.
They also had fan chants, and I was like, were we supposed to be doing these? I just feel like we had no organization. We were just vibing.
Well, it's hard to be organized when, like, we've been rained on for, like, 6 straight hours. We're almost stampeded and then, like, can't get in the door. Like, I'm doing the best I can. Okay.
True, 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 true. The, like, OT7 fan chants were getting me. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to cry right now.
I was wondering, like, how the members felt who were there, right? Maknaeline, like, hearing the fan chant.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. It was really cute seeing them together.
They were really close to, like, other people. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just getting ready to say, I'm always like, oh, the babies, and they're, like, grown men. I don't know why. Anytime they're together, I'm like, the babies. They're not babies.
Aren't you also 95 blind?
Yes. That's why it doesn't make any sense. We're the same age. Oh, God.
Precious. I saw a tweet that was like, who gave Jungkook a mic? And then someone else was like, as if he doesn't always have a microphone in his pocket ready at any moment.
I was kind of thinking, like, oh, my God, are they going to, like, perform something from that whatever part of the arena they were in? Like, why did he get a mic all of a sudden? No. Nothing. Just JK being JK.
One of my friends, I won't name names, and I don't know if she listens to this pod, but she went to the place that decorated all of their mics, like, in the rhinestone era, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she has the same rhinestones on her army bomb that are on Jimin and Jungkook's microphones.
Hmm.
And I was like, you would never see my army bomb, like, out in public again. Like, that's going in a case. Like... Like, she had it with her one of the days I saw her, and I was just, like, having flashbacks to, like, you dropping yours, our other friend dropping hers, like, in 2019 or whenever that was. Like, if I dropped one that I had customized with, like, the same, like, Swarovski crystals, like, that army bomb is never seeing the light of day ever again.
one of the band members dropped theirs during their little, like, I don't want to call it a mint because it's not a mint. Yes. But whenever you was like introducing them, I was like, yeah, rest in peace to them. When it fell, I was like, I know that feel.
And then he was playing guitar with it, and I was just like imagining the scrapes as he like slides it up and down. I was like, ooh, no.
Yeah.
That is kind of funny because like his band was really cool, and like on both days and like at the Japan concerts, they always have like little photo cards prepared of him or some kind of like hype situation prepared. So like the vibes are good, but like watching someone be, including Bangtan, be like rough with an army bomb, I'm like, that's sacred. You don't understand. Like, what are you doing? Exactly. And I'm sure they have like 1,000 at their disposal, but.
Why'd they cut it off so quickly? Like, I know he basically just walks off at the end of the song, and like, that's really like the end of the show, but I feel like they should have let it marinate a little bit. Like, like, it was almost as soon as he turned around, they were like, cut D-Day. I'm like, all right. Like, show me a little bit more.
Yeah, let me watch him walk off the stage. Especially because, like, I still, it's my own fault for not being fluent. Like, yes, it's on me. But, like, I did not know it was not the last one. So I was again like, like, so whatever.
I think I only knew because I was looking at Twitter for some parts of the show. And then I kind of assumed because I kind of read that it was saying like August 4th, 5th, and 6th. And I'm like, what does that mean?
I was just like distracted by the Lisa Frank vibes, to be honest with you. Like rainbow everything, 2000s clip art. Like, I was like, I don't know what this is.
Who made this?
I saw these people, like, graphic design is my passion, again.
Did you have the subtitles on, too?
Yeah, but did they work? I couldn't get them to work at all, like, either day.
Mine were working.
So I'm like, I guess I get to live in mystery of whatever he's saying.
They were kind of lagging a bit, but he said something about, like, this isn't the last one. The whole show, he was like, this is the last one, the last show, and then after that announcement, he's like, it's not the last one. This guy's just trolling.
I should know better, but he gets me every time. I was thinking, like, he likes to toy with us so much. Like, especially yesterday, I don't know if it... I don't know, like, what falls under the umbrella of AEO is, like, what he was doing technically AEO, but he was acting all cutesy and being like, nah, 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 you know, like, whatever. And I was like, honestly, like... If someone tried to pull this with me, I'd be like, no. But when it's Yoongi, I'm like, oh, this is so cute. I love this so much. Like, any member of Bangtan, I'm like, this is acceptable. Whereas if someone asked me, like, yes, 5 times in a row in real life, I'd be like, yes! Like, flip the table.
That moment when he was, like, asking, Online Army, like, are you guys having a good time? And the crowd, like, responded. He was like, hey, you guys are not online. You guys are here.
Well, see, I didn't even know that happened because I apparently can't work a phone at 4 in the morning. Like,
but also, like, I'm glad somebody responded for us. Imagine him just asking, like, Online Army, how you doing? Puts the mic out, and it's just silence.
Yeah.
Like, no, thank you for actually answering for it. Yeah,
the in-person army can speak on our behalf, in fact.
Yes.
I thought it was funny he was, like, wearing a suit for the Seoul date. Like, his outfits were always slightly different. Like, you know, he had the, like, suns out, guns out, like, thighs out in the States, and then they stitched them up for the Asia dates. And then, like, in... And then in Seoul, he's, like, straight up in business attire, like, with rhinestones, I guess, but generally business attire.
He kept talking about how hot it is, and I'm like, is it because you have a 3-piece
suit? You're like, there is a better way, my guy, an easier way.
But the other clothes he had on were kind of, like, I don't know, they looked kind of baggy, like, they were kind of heavy, so... don't know if it's really any different, but they should be used to dancing in suits too, so maybe it really was just hot in there.
But it was extremely hot at our show. I was pretty close. I think I mentioned it on our like concert recap app, but I was like pretty close to the flames. Is it like, I think mostly, I don't know when that was. I mean, multiple times, honestly, but like anytime the fire like jets went off, it got like 10 degrees hotter. And I was just off to the one side, like safely behind the barricade. So I can only imagine like how hot it is on the stage. Literally burn the stage. Like,
anytime he would drink from the water bottle, or not even drink, he would just open it and throw it. I was wondering how many people got like bonked on the head with the water bottle. I keep thinking of that TikTok of like someone literally getting bonked, and I'm like, how many people how many people have gotten bonked by their water bottles?
I was thinking about that at today's show, because he like, not the water bottle, but he like twisted the lid off and like threw the lid like kind of hard to the side. And I'm like, I mean, fine, spray me with water, but like if I get like a welt because I was pelted with a plastic water bottle cap, like I'm gonna sue you. No.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
You're gonna be like, look at the welt you gave me.
Everyone take a picture of my forehead. Minyoongi injured me and I'm kind of okay with it. Yeah, people would be going wild. I saw someone commenting, well, not like commenting directly on his V-Live, I think in Singapore, but it was like a screenshot. And I think he was just like drinking water, gulping something, whatever, you know. And someone was like, we need to stop the marrying and get back to the litigating. Like, I was like, yeah, he knows what he's doing, like 500%. He's like, I'm shy, but then he's like shouting the F-bomb and growling at me like
yeah. Can't think of anything else off the top of my head.
We talked about this for, like, a long time, and I know we're limited. Do you want to jump into the article? Or do you want to talk about the other stuff first?
Is the article the dating thing?
Yeah.
Let me find it.
While you find it for the details, I can give people the, like, overview of it. A few days ago, you sent this to me. I think it was all K-pop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I don't know the YouTuber that he's allegedly dating, but Park Seo Joon is allegedly dating, like, some YouTuber. And I guess he's doing promotions for, like, an upcoming film. And people have been asking him about it. And he said something along the lines, like, I am so grateful that you have this interest in me, or, like, I realize people have a lot of interest in me, but, like, please give this love to the movie, and it's, like, a difficult matter for me to speak on because it, like, pertains to my private life. And the article was saying how it's becoming, like, quote-unquote a trend for artists to neither, like, confirm nor deny, which is basically, like, what we have in the case of, like, Tae and Jennie as well, where they're, like, it's our artist's private life, and we, like, it's difficult to confirm. And first of all, I mean, I found the article interesting and I'm very excited to discuss because you and I talked about it a little bit via chat, but I don't think like three idols a trend makes. Like, this is super small sample size, not to be like a huge nerd, right? 30 is statistically significant? No. But I take the point, and I think we were like agreeing to disagree a bit. Like, I get where it's coming from, but I kind of feel by, like, not addressing it directly, you're allowing it to, like, take on this mystique or, like, life of its own. Whereas, like, if you were probably like, yeah, in fact, I am dating someone, like, please respect my privacy, people would be like, oh, done. Instead of being like, this is secret. Like, people are always going to want to know.
Yeah.
But I know you feel a little differently, so.
Yeah, I think it's too soon to say whether it's a trend or not. I do think it's interesting that companies are taking this approach these days, but it is clear that there's certain times where they will say, like, no, this is not a thing, right? We talked about, what was that one person who was, like, claiming they were, like, marrying Nam June, right? And I was like, hard no. Hard no, that's not happening. Right? But when it comes to this, like, Tae and Jennie thing, they were more, like, mum about whether it's a thing or not. And it's same thing here with Park Soo Joon's agency. It's hard to confirm information about the actor's personal life, which is not really. It's just a funny statement, because it's not hard, but okay.
Right? You can just ask them. But also, you raise a good point, because, like, if they're denying it, like strongly denying it in some instances, and then in some instances they're like, we can't confirm, I'm like, okay, well then you are confirming by not confirming. It's like a catch-22. Exactly,
right? Exactly. Honestly, I'm just, if any company says that, I just work under the assumption that they are in fact dating each other. I respect that the artists are basically saying, like, without having to explicitly say it, like, I'm going to date who I want to date. I don't really care how you feel about it. I don't think this is special to Korean, like, celebrities, right? I think definitely in the U.S., there's some people that have a sense of, I don't really know how to explain it. There's some people where it's kind of almost expected that, like, you are looked at as, I don't know. What is it? Is it like a sexual figure? I really can't think of any way else to say it. You're looked as, like a prize. Like, you are the nation's boyfriend or girlfriend, right? And therefore, you are expected to be single for your fans who like you. Because then you being in a relationship breaks that fantasy. And I think that's the case here with many of these idols, right? And it would be cool if we could get to a point where it's not an issue, right? That the idol can date, and whether they want to be private or public about it, you don't have to have all of this commotion behind it. Because then maybe we wouldn't be so shocked when an idol has to come out and write a letter saying that, like, yeah, I have 3 kids, sorry. Like, like, if you were just fine with them dating all along, you wouldn't have to be so shocked when you find out this information. Maybe we'll get there one day.
Yeah. It is weird how it applies to, like, some people but not others. And in the same vein that, like, there are some people that are super interested. I think that any member of BTS, like, people are gonna be interested and people are gonna be curious. So, I don't know why you wouldn't, I don't know, maybe this is just, like, my Western perspective, but I don't know why you wouldn't just, like, rip the Band-Aid off, because people are gonna unfortunately hound you regardless, so why not tell them on your own terms? But it is, like, I understand the logic. It's, like, not our business. But unfortunately, I think that someone's always going to make it their business. You know? I mean, I just, yeah. I don't know. I feel like, just be like, yeah, I am dating Jennie. She knows my life. She understands, like, the pressures I'm going through, blah, blah, blah. Please respect our privacy. Then people can be like, cry about it and then get over it. You know? I mean, I don't know. That sounds ice cold, but, like, it would, like, if you were less ambiguous, there would be less emotional gymnastics that you see, like, the discourse happening about how, like, it's not them, it's cosplayers and, like, all that dumb stuff we were talking about before. Like, no. Although maybe those people would be like, he's being told to say that. So maybe you're always going to have some degree of, like, denial. I don't know.
Yeah. I think the most interesting thing about all of this news is that this person is apparently friends with Jenny as well.
I saw that.
And I believe I've seen dating rumors that Lisa is dating Park Bo-gum, so who's also Tae's friend, and they went on that trip together in Paris. So I'm kind of like, this is one real big friend group that's all dating each other, and just let one of them break up. That's gonna be so annoying. Like, you can't even be friends with each other anymore. I literally, like,
yes.
Yeah. The hangouts are gonna be awkward. Like, what do you do?
It's yeah. kind of messy. No, I texted you something similar to that too, where I was like, friend groups dating. That might not be weird at all. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I guess we'll see how it plays out in the future, but that also reminds me of the group where, like, all the friends date each other type of thing. Like, we'll yeah. see. We'll see where it goes.
Right.
I mean, honestly. What? Sorry. I'm sorry.
I said, y'all better make this work.
Yeah. Everyone in this friend group has to be endgame, otherwise, things are going to get real weird real fast. I wonder, in, like, an insular world, like, idol culture, or even just, like, celebrity culture more broadly, like, how do you deal with that? Like, I guess it would be, like, dating in a small town or dating in any kind of, like, smaller group, but, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm exposing myself here on the track, but, like, you know, I'm not sure I want to see certain people. Like, how would you avoid it being weird?
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't even approach that territory, for being honest.
It's kind of like dating at work in a way as well.
Like, 100%.
A lot of places have policies against it, but, like, people still do it. But, you know, there's all these expressions about quills and ink and, like, things getting messy, you know? Like maybe it will be fine if you're endgame. Like, a lot of people meet their SOs at work and, like, it's fine for them, but that's also how you, like, end up at HR, conversely. So, like, it just seems really risky to me.
Yeah. What other topics did we have to discuss?
We were basically, since we didn't talk about it, since we didn't record last week, we had, like, Festa wrap up, like, the Jazz de V. Like, Tae's Jazz release, and Namjoon's, like, it's 5 p.m. and this is Kim Namjoon and the fireworks show. So I think that was on our list.
Right. I'm assuming that... Did I say this last week? Why do I feel like I said this before? I don't know. I'm assuming that this is what Tae's album is going to sound like.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've known he's into, like, jazz, even back in, what, 2019, or whenever he's, like, going to jazz clubs in Vegas and various jazz clubs on his travels. So I agree that this is kind of what I expected. What I wasn't expecting was the Christmas vibe in June. I mean, not all of them were Christmas songs, but he leads with that. And I was like, I mean, if this is what Tae's giving me, like, I'm listening to it. But, like, happy holidays, I guess.
Yeah, you can tell that he's, like, highly influenced by, like, Frank Sinatra and other jazz figures. So I'm assuming that maybe not the whole album, but at least some of the tracks will sound like this. I can't really tell because all his throwaways, I feel like, sound different. And so I don't know I have no idea what the album will sound like, but I'm kind of assuming it'll have a jazzy vibe, at least a few of the tracks. But yeah, I mean, it was cool to get that content from him.
Did you notice that his guitarist was Namjoon's friend?
I did notice.
I wonder to what extent he, like, works with them musically versus, like, I don't remember. Maybe they said and I just missed it, but I don't remember how he and Namjoon met. Like, did they meet through him doing work for BTS and HYBE, or, like, did they become friends and through that they're like, oh, this is a cool guy, maybe he can help out with this, you know? I don't know, like, which direction is right. flowing. I'm not saying this well, right. Hopefully you know what I mean.
No, I know exactly what you mean. Do you know who it was that was singing with him?
They posted a picture together. Or she did on her Insta. I don't know who that was, though. I forget. I'm sorry. I'm not prepared for this segment.
No, it's fine. I'm asking.
The info is out there. You can find out who she is. I don't know. I don't previously know who she is.
Yeah. I'm not any better. But yeah. I wonder if we'll get an album from him in, like, I don't know, October or something. Oh my god, what if he did a holiday album? That's kind of left field.
But that would be amazing. Well, and he could release it, like, in December before he goes as, like, a holiday and birthday album.
He could.
Let's see if this is the 99% wrong or the 1% right. I guess we'll find out come December.
Yeah. If there's one person I can't make predictions for in BTS, I think he's either first or, like, second to Jin. Like, I just, yeah, I can't. So, anything I said here, he'll do the complete opposite, honestly. So,
I know we're, like, getting really close on time, so I won't talk about it in depth. But we started to talk about it before we were recording, and then we were like, save it for the pod. So I want to make sure we at least talk about it a little bit. We are talking about it's 5 p.m. with Kim Namjoon, and I don't know if JK is ever, ever, ever going to recover, although this was a point of debate, so feel free to rebut this statement, but will JK ever recover from Namjoon potentially, allegedly, ? Not recognizing his voice.
Right. Okay, so what was the whole... Was it basically just, like, a radio show? Was he just, like... I don't know. I didn't watch it, so... I don't know what the premise of what it was that he was doing. Namjoon. Like, was it a talk show kind of thing?
Yeah,
people were,
like, calling in. Yeah.
So was the whole thing calling in? Was he, like, interacting with ARMY at all? Like, in the crowd? Were they taking questions? Like, what was he doing?
I think they were accepting calls. And other ARMY were just, like, a live audience for the radio show.
I think he was taking some questions from fans. I thought I saw some Weverse notification that went out about that. Like, specifically for that event. But anyway, yeah, I've seen a few videos that came out about it of, like, other ARMY that were there watching, and there were people that said that they basically said that Namjoon knew that it was JK. They even did, like, they tested the audio or whatever with JK before they actually did the show. But then people were like, but no, he thought it was a staff the entire time, even when they were doing the test. And I'm like, I really don't know whether he knew who it was or not. I mean, because even after he sang, like, he didn't know who it was. Like, obviously, that was JK. Like, who else would that be?
Unless he was just thrown off. I heard, like, Namjoon be like, oh, fanboy. He's, like, hearing a male voice. And it's, like, context specific, but also you've lived with JK for how long? Like, you really don't know his voice. Like, if you don't, that's, like, a little embarrassing. I'm sorry, it's gotta be said.
I mean, he was kind of, like, intentionally, like, trying to change his voice, so it didn't sound exactly like him.
Well, to be fair, my brother's girlfriend answered his phone the other day when I called him. She was like, this is my brother's name. And like, and I was like, what's wrong with your voice? So like, it was clearly like, I don't know. If someone's actively trying to mess with you, like maybe you don't pick up on that. Cause at first I thought it was him. And I was just like, are you yawning? Like, what's going on right now?
Yeah. My other thought is Tay also called in.
Yeah.
Like half asleep. So I'm like, was it just, you know, like, did he know the members would be calling in? I don't know. I don't know.
If he was serious, I don't know if he was or wasn't. If he was serious, I can promise you that JK will never let him live it down. Like, he will be mentioning that 30 years from now. Like, remember that time I called you? And I said I was a fan since you were Runch Rhonda, and I've been following you for a long time, and you had no idea it was me. Like, remember that? Give me that last piece of, like, cookie or whatever, you know? No, I get the last chip. Like, it's mine.
I did also see commentary about, like, why, or did Yoongi tell JK that Psy was going to be there on day one? Because why is JK not there? Because he's been, like, what, I don't know, memeing.
Yeah.
Or just, like, you know, I don't want to say mocking, whatever he's been doing with Yoongi and that song for, like, the last year. How long has that been out at this point?
Probably about a year. Yeah. I feel like it was August of last year, so maybe just under, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny, too, though, because I've seen clips circulating, again, like, don't know the context of Jimin being like, no, like, JK's serious when he's doing the choreo. Like, that's just how he looks, and I'm like, really? But, yeah, who knows? Yeah, Yoongi was probably like, no one's coming to day one. Don't worry about it. You should definitely come on day two. Oh, bummer. Yeah. I already comped these tickets for day two.
Maybe JK's got beef with both his older brothers now.
Yeah. I'm sorry, JK. It's a tough time for you. You're in my thoughts and prayers. I saw people being like, we're never beating the parasocial relationship allegations, because when he put up his fist to, like, show the army tattoo today, they're like, he's just as whipped for me, so thank you very much.
At this point, like, all 5 million of us are in a relationship with JK. It's okay.
I mean, we've all, like, watched him sleep. We've all, like, that sounds so creepy out of context. This is how it ends. We watched him sleep on a V-Live that he chose to go on. Sorry, Weverse Live he chose to go on.
Right.
We've drank with him. We've done, like, midnight karaoke with him.
Laundry. It's a lot.
Watched him make noodles with his giant, like, hot water heater ramen maker machine. Or whatever that machine is. I genuinely have no idea. Full-blown delusion mode. It's like 10:30 and we're over an hour. Was there anything else you wish to talk about?
Nope, I don't think so.
Well, I guess that'll do it for today's episode of Girls with Fun.
Yep, we'll see you next time.
Bye.